Numbers through three with Warsaw leading Northridge 45-37. Warsaw 50% from the field, 9 of 18 for three-point range, 6 of 9 at the line. Northridge 16 of 30 from the field, 3 of 10 from the arc, 2 of 5 at the line. Pass tipped, taken away. Bricker with the tip and Zartman with a steal. Zartman weaves her way through traffic. Add to Bricker on the left. Surveys the scene, looks down inside, couldn't get it to Winchester. There's a player in front, a player in back. Bricker off a high screen will take it out to the center circle. The turnover at the other end, Northridge has their 11th and their 7th since halftime. In the lane, Bricker put it up, and they're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to call an offensive foul on Jocelyn Bricker. I didn't have a good angle. Lenny Krebs did. He's not at all happy about the call that was made. Bricker now has 3. So Northridge with 6 turnovers in the third quarter and already 1 here in the fourth. Warsaw cannot take advantage, though. They still lead by 8. Left side, Morgan Cross. To the left, elbow for Gates. Back to Goodwin, who's, again, been silent scoring-wise since the first period. Gates given room at the arc. All the way to the right side for Muhammad. She'll try the baseline. She's cut off. Now picks up her dribble. Bounces to Gates outside the lane. She'll try to back down in on Winchester. She'll turn and shoot it and shot an air ball. And Winchester's got another rebound. And they're going to call a held ball. They're going to call a held ball. Lenny Krebs, the top of his head, start to gleam with sweat a little bit. After that call, the air belongs to Warsaw with 7-1 to go. Winchester ended up on the ground, but she was not going to let go of that basketball. They get it in ahead for Winchester. She finds a cutting Bricker. It's a 2-on-1 if they hurry. Bricker, spin around it, in the lane, got tied up, and a foul call. I'm not sure why Jocelyn chose to keep that, and I'm certainly not sure why she chose that particular move. They called the foul on Sabrina Miller. That's her first. Honestly, I don't know why Jocelyn did that. Lenny Krebs wants a timeout. Timeout, Warsaw. It's a 30. We're going to keep it here with 6:56 left to play in the game. Warsaw leading 45-37. The girls are back in action at home on Wednesday. As a matter of fact, 6 games here in the 2024 portion of the schedule. 5 of them are at home, including Wednesday's home game against the Mishawaka Lady Cavemen, who lost earlier today to Plymouth 56-35. Our coverage will begin at 7:10 on Wednesday on News Now Warsaw. And then Goshen will host the Lady Tigers, and that will be the only road game here until the sectional, which, by the way, is at Northridge. And that'll be the last time, I think, that we will go to the old Heritage Middle School gymnasium. They are literally putting block on block to get their new gym built. Bricker puts the first one in. That puts her in double figures with 10. Warsaw, once again, with 3 girls in double figures. They've had at least 3 girls in double figures all but 2 games this season. Bricker puts it up, and it's good. 11 for Jocelyn, 3 out of 4 at the line. Warsaw's got a 10-point lead, 47-37, 6:52 left to go. Goodwin off a screen, down to the baseline, shoots up around Winchester, no good. Neely the rebound. Outlets to Zartman. She's running 3-on-3. Zartman near corner, open Chastain, back to Neely. They'll run some time. Neely into the center circle. Leans over the right-hand dribble, bounces it right to Chastain. Winchester wants to the post. Brick around to Neely. Neely, 1-on-1 against Cross, can't get free of her. Bounces to Bricker on the block. She'll fake, she'll lean, she'll shoot, and score. She leaned to the right, got into the lane. It's a 12-point Lady Tiger lead, 49-37 with 6:15 left. Goodwin down to the baseline, blocked by Zartman, and Zartman keeps it in bounds. Brooke headed to the near end, stops at the three-point arc, shoots a 25-footer, bucket! Her third three of the game. It's a 15-point Lady Tiger lead. 52-37, 6 minutes left to go. Miller at the top of the circle. Hands back to Gates. Gates drives the left side of the lane. Fakes on Winchester. Falls, fires, and scores. Oh, do they need that one? Gabby with five. Quickly down the court. It's Neely. A 45-foot pass. Winchester on the money. Zartman on the money. She's got 11. 54-39. Pass down the baseline. Knocked out of bounds. We wondered where the Lady Tiger team went that we knew at the beginning of the season, and we have found them here in the Northridge game at the Tiger Den. The winner of this game has the inside track to the conference. Warsaw has won 18 straight conference games. Miller to throw it in, baseline right at the far end. Looking, bounces for Cross. Works her way in on Chastain, and a foul is called. And they're going to call a shooting foul against Chastain. Braley with her first. Free throws coming up here for Morgan Cross. A 71% free throw shooter who averages 10 a game but only has four. Warsaw has really tightened up their defense. Northridge has 9 points in the half. Cross shoots and hits. That's the 10th point for the team and the 5th point for Cross. 10th point here in the second half. Chastain comes out, Villema in. Cross takes a big deep breath and shoots the ball for her 6th point. It's up and it is good. Still a long way to go, and the way Northridge plays defense, they can get the ball back by doing that. Winchester threw the ball out of bounds, threw it all the way down the court. There was nobody down here, and the ball goes out of bounds to Northridge. That's exactly what I was just talking about. This game's not over with 5:29 left. Northridge can get the ball back, and the Warsaw Lady Tigers can't let them do that. Cross down the left side of the lane, forced it up. Wild shot, no good. Foul called on the Lady Tigers. Neely with the foul. Her second. Third foul against Warsaw the quarter. More free throws for Cross, who just made two. She has 6. She's looking for points 7 and 8 this trip. And more importantly, the clock is stopped. Free throw good by Morgan. 10 points, 3 assists, 5 rebounds in the game. She didn't have a great game on Wednesday against Tippecanoe New Valley, just 2 points, 3 rebounds, but they had a big lead. They won 67-42 over the Vikings. Cross makes both free throws. It's an 11-point game. Neely couldn't get it in bounds. Lenny Krebs calls timeout. This is a full timeout. We'll take it. 5:24 to go. Warsaw with the lead, 54-43 over Northridge. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening, however you are listening. We know some of our friends from the Middlebury area are watching us on the live stream. We hope that you are enjoying the broadcast if things aren't necessarily going your way right at the moment. As I said, and I meant with all sincerity, this game is far from over. It's only an 11-point lead, and Northridge is capable of turning this game around just as quickly as Warsaw turned it in their direction. Warsaw gets the ball inbounds after the timeout. Villa brings it across the line. Not a Bricker. Bricker holding against Miller, who's not close enough for a count. Now she is. Right sideline to Villema, right in front of the Warsaw coaches. Out top for Bricker, looking inside at Winchester. She was drifting and not posted, so they didn't throw the ball in there. Neely, one dribble, then off to Winchester. 5 minutes left to play. Warsaw leads Northridge by 11. Bricker, far side of the center circle, now to the near side of it to Villema. To Neely, right wing for Bricker. Bricker off a Winchester screen with space. Now they've got Winchester against Goodwin. Up the baseline, Winchester cut off by Goodwin. Up the sideline to Bricker. Good patient possession here by the Lady Tigers. Time is their friend right now. Villema near wing. Looks down, nothing there. Bounces out to Neely, wide open. Shoots for three. It's good. A new career high for Alexis Neely. She's got 19 points at Warsaw leads 57-43. And they have shut the lights out for three-point range again. Gates steps in for a 15-footer. That's way long. Neely, another rebound for Warsaw. Neely starts up the court. Got spun around. Lost the ball. Taken away. Crossed the steal. Drives in. Shoots it up. Missed it. Tipped by Winchester. Grabbed by Winchester. She's trying to get it out of there, and a foul is called. Brooke stuck that elbow up in Morgan's face as if to say, like a cat, or a dog hissing, like back up. Gates gets the foul. That's her fourth. And Neely gets it into Winchester. Up ahead, Bricker. Up the near side. She'll be tracked down. Cuts to the middle. Starts in. Then throws it back to Winchester. Winchester hands back to Bricker. 3:50 left to go. Neely pounding that dribble. Across to Bricker on the left wing. Now out to Villema. Villema takes a look right. Then left. Then back to the right. Now dribbles right. Got around Conley. Drives in. Blocked. A foul call. And Gates is out. Assuming that's who they called it on, and that's who it should be, and it is. Gabby Gates will foul out with 3:35 left to go. And Warsaw, at the moment, in command of the game, leading 57-43. I don't know who could have seen this coming. Lady Tigers with a terrific second half. Outscored Northridge 18-7 in the third. And Villema's free throw is good. Delaney has played pretty well considering she missed so many games at the beginning of the season. This is just her fifth game of the campaign. Second one's up. Good. When you have a point guard or a ball handler who can make free throws at the end of games, that's a big deal. Warsaw by 16. Conley forces up a three in the corner and skimmed off the backboard. Oh, good. Neely the rebound. Ahead to Bricker. Down the middle. Caught from behind by Goodwin. And Goodwin will take it back the other way. Bricker right on her right hip. Goodwin stops and let the pressure go by. Now spins her way down the lane. Lost the ball. Saved in by Conley. Conley up the sidelines to Miller. Sabrina to the right wing with the dribble. Neely follows her, but not very closely. Now back at the top, Scholl. Kicks it out left. Goodwin for three. No good. Air ball. Maybe tipped by Bricker. Grabbed by Zartman for the Lady Tigers. 3 minutes left to go. Warsaw leads 59-43 here in this huge conference game. Bricker into the center circle. And 10 seconds is called. Huh. And the whole crowd's going, was that really 10 seconds? Even the Northridge fans are like, oh, really? I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm saying nobody was thinking about that. Good pass inside. Cross will lay it up and in. She's in double figures now at her average of 10. Bricker accepts the inbounds. Back to Neely. It's been her night tonight. She'll dribble it up the middle of the court. Throw it near sideline to Zartman. Now to Bricker, top of the circle, right side Winchester. Warsaw needs to run time here. They do not need to force any shots to the basket. Free throws should be about the only thing they shoot from here on out. Zartman at the top against Conley. One hands at right wing for Winchester. Winchester puts on the floor. Down to the baseline. Spins in, falls down, travel with the ball. Again, that's just not a very good idea. That is not good basketball sense right there. You're up 14 points with 2:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. You don't need to drive to the basket. You need to run time and make them foul you. Goodwin drives, and then she gets shoved over by Zartman. Warsaw had one foul to give. They give it there. Zartman with her second. Out of bounds on the baseline at the far end to Conley and the Raiders. Doug Springer peeking up the clock back over our heads. On the inbounds, they lob it out top to Scholl. Scholl against Winchester. Starts in, stops. Backs in, spits it up there, and got it. Scholl in double figures with 10, her average a little under 5. Winchester, long pass to midcourt, tipped out of bounds by Conley. Oh, Northridge fans right there thought the ball was tipped by the Lady Tigers last. Doug Springer is asking the other officials for help. I'll be honest. I'll be 100% honest. I thought it looked like Warsaw may have tipped it. I don't know for sure, but I think they may have. Neely to throw it in, gets it into Winchester. She'll bounce it immediately back to Bricker. It's a 12-point Lady Tiger lead with 1:45 to go. Neely out near the timeline down to Winchester. Winchester holding. Scholl comes out to play, but she's got four fouls. Gates is already fouled out. They hand off to Zartman. Zartman's fouled by Goodwin. That's her fourth. At the end of the third quarter, the team fouls were 13-7. Warsaw was 7. And that will go up a lot here in this fourth quarter. Northridge with 14 fouls, Warsaw with four, so both teams in the bonus from here out. Neely will throw it into the backcourt to Winchester. She is pressured there by Scholl. Winchester, the ball knocked away, foul call. And Scholl is out. Scholl fouls out with 1:27 left. Looks like the Lady Tigers are going to win against Northridge again. Of late, they have dominated this series. Winchester at the free throw line, shooting for her average, which is 15 a game. And she got it. Two out of three at the line. Winchester with 15 points. She has a double-double. She had 8 rebounds in the first half and had rebounds on like 3 of the first 4 possessions of the second half. Winchester hits again. 3 out of 4 at the line, 61-47. Warsaw with a lead, 1:20 to go. Cross top of the circle, lost the handle, got it back. Here's Miller from way out, and it's an air ball. Rebound to Conley. Outside the lane, Muhammad. She'll drake it in and throw it back out to Miller. Miller against Bricker. Backdoor cut to Cross. She'll get it and score. Timeout, Northridge. It's a full. It's their last full. 1:04 to go in the game. Warsaw 61, Northridge 49. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Some of you have asked about Nick over the last few months. Where did Nick go? What's he doing? Nick moved, and I mean this with 100% sincerity, Nick moved to Wrigleyville. He lives about 5 blocks due west of the corner of Clark and Addison. And he is running youth hockey tournaments from there, and he is loving it. We're trying to get him to buy a Cubs bus trip ticket so that he can sit with us during the Cubs game. Inbounds pass Neely, thrown away. Miller drives in, blocked, foul called. Neely will get her third. Free throws coming up for the Raiders, who can cut it to 10 here with 1:01 to go. And again, that's... You have this one right where you want it. You don't need to make those kinds of passes. And Miller puts the free throw up and in. Colts down 7-3, getting toward the 2-minute warning of the first half. We will join that game in progress. And Sabrina Miller made one, missed one. Lady Tigers with the rebound. Winchester another. Neely. A kicking violation is called. Out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. We're about to go to 9-7 and end their losing streak at 3. They get it into Neely. She'll take it in the front court. Picks up her dribble. Hands to Bricker. Bricker is immediately fouled. Miller with her second. Free throws coming up here for the Lady Tigers. Again, hard to pick a girl of the 5 out there on the floor that you want to shoot free throws if you're Doug Springer. Bricker for point 14. Got it. The locals starting to head for the exits. A lot of the 2004 players left right after halftime because they all have little kids. Bricker makes them both. Hopefully they're listening on the way they're going. The Lady Tigers made a great run here in the second half. Good one the other end. No good. Bricker will dive on the rebound at the midcourt line. Timeout called. Timeout, Lenny Krebs. Timeout, Warsaw. 37 seconds left to play in the fourth. Warsaw, a 63-50 leader over Northridge. We owe you one more break. We'll take it here on News Now Warsaw. We don't owe you a break. That's my fault. Turns it over on the inbounds play. Warsaw ran the play where you have one girl out of bounds, the other girl steps out of bounds, and you throw it to her, but you can't do that unless it's a made basket, and it was not a made basket. That's the correct call. They got it right. They're going to talk about it, but that's the right call. because that was not after a made basket. Now, they're going to go to the scorer here, and they're going to check. This is the right procedure. They're going to go to the scorer. They're going to check on this and ask them if there was a made basket. And thumbs up, it's out of bounds to Northridge. That is the right call. Lenny Krebs is upset, but he's wrong on this one. On the inbounds, they try to get it to cross, and Neely's going to hold. Warsaw is not handling this last 2 minutes with much grace. Northridge down by 13. Not going to quit. You wouldn't expect them to. Morgan at the free throw line to shoot. She's got 12 points. She's got 8 in the fourth quarter. She's got 9 in the fourth quarter. So that one's up and in. Well, it's very possible that these two teams could meet again that last week of January or the first weekend in February. And I don't think anybody would be too disappointed if it comes down to that in that sectional. Cross makes both free throws. 6 out of 6, 14 points. Neely steps out of bounds, gets it into Winchester, and she had the ball knocked out of bounds from behind by Cross with 36.5 left. Neely from the worst possible place, right out there by the three-point arc. And Alexis having trouble, and it's tipped, and it gets to Bricker. And Bricker is shedding off defenders in the backcourt. Neely puts her head down and is fouled by Sabrina Miller. Sabrina with her third. Neely will walk down to the near end and shoot two with 31.7 to go. 63 points for the Lady Tigers and counting. That average had been ticking down. A big third quarter. You could roll that into the second half as Alexis Neely now has 20 points. Her first ever 20-point game. Second one up. Book it. 21 points for Neely. 3 three-pointers, 6 of 6 to the line. 65-52 Warsaw. 25 seconds to go. Conley out top. Miller trying to shake free. Does. Shoots a three. Missed it badly. Rebound. Across the free throw line. Drives in. Missed it. Foul called against the Lady Tigers. Villema with her first. Cross back to the free throw line. They've got 15 points in this quarter. She has 10 of them. Miller's got one. Gates has two. Scholl has two. Cross shoots the first of two and missed that one. Again, we can update you on the Colts game. We'll be going to that. It's 14-3 Texans at the 2 minute warning. Cross shoots again. That one rolls, no good. Winchester, another rebound. Neely, 8 seconds. Listen to the roar that's going to come from the Tiger Den crowd. They've seen their team rise up here tonight and take the lead in the Northern Lakes Conference. Warsaw wins 65-52, and the bench comes pouring onto the court to celebrate a huge win. 65-52. Warsaw wins it. Hugs. Hugs all around for the Lady Tigers. We're back with post-game coverage next on News Now Warsaw. It's a happy, happy night here in the Tiger Den. The 2014 was here. They enjoyed themselves very, very much. The 2024 team just finished off a huge, huge win at the Northern Lakes Conference, beating Northridge 65-52. Final scoring for Northridge, who sees their win streak end at 17, and Warsaw wins against Northridge for the sixth time in a row. Sabrina Miller just 1 point. Riley Goodwin had a big first quarter with 8, and she finished with 8. Gabby Gates, 5. Ella Muhammad, 7, all in the second quarter. Cam Conley, a couple of threes off the bench with 6, and then in double figures, or Gabby Gates, with 5 double figures, Lily Scholl with 10, and the leader was Morgan Cross, who had 10 in the fourth quarter at 14 in the game. For Warsaw, who's now 9-7 and 4-0 in the NLC. It was Delaney Villema, 2 free throws, and everybody else in double figures. Brooke Zartman with 11. Jocelyn Bricker, 15. Brooke Winchester, 16. Those two have been in double figures in all 16 games now. And Alexis Neely was given a new responsibility, and that was to bring the ball up the court and take the pressure off of Jocelyn Bricker. Well, in the process, Jocelyn blew past, or Alexis blew past, her career high, which was 14 against Snyder earlier this season, and tonight she had 21 points. It was 13-10, Warsaw at the end of one. 30-27, Northridge at halftime. They outscored the Lady Tigers 20-14. Then Warsaw went crazy in the third quarter, outscoring Northridge 18-7 in third to take a 45-37 lead. And Warsaw wins it by a score of 65-52, scoring 20 points in the fourth quarter and holding Northridge to 15. We were tied five times, 10, 21, 26, 32, and 34. That's when Warsaw went on their run that put the game out of reach. We had 13 lead changes, but only one in the third quarter, and that's when Warsaw took the lead for good. Northridge won the JV game 48-47. Jocelyn Lukey with 11 points. Cassie Jackson, 9 points and 7 rebounds. The JV for Warsaw is 10-4. Again, the varsity win 65-52. We'll give the final stats and talk to Lenny Krebs. I bet he's up here to talk tonight. He'll be a happy man. We'll talk with him on News Now Warsaw. A very, well, how do we describe Lenny Krebs? A very soggy Lenny Krebs here at the Tiger Den tonight. Apparently, he got doused with water in the locker room after a 65-52 win here over Northridge. There are rivals. Inside track now belongs to the Tigers in the NLC. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a huge third quarter from your kids. They held their own through the first two and then started pushing those buttons that we'd seen them do at the beginning of the season in that third.
You know, I challenged them at halftime that we did. We competed, but we pretty much survived in the first half. To come out of the survival mode and start to thrive. You know, we challenged them 16 minutes to win an NLC title opportunity. Obviously, we've still got three more games to go, but we wanted to control our own destiny. And you know what you saw tonight was what we've been working on all week this week. I'm glad we had a whole week to prepare. I've got to hand it to these kids. They went out and executed. What you saw from us was what I told you before the game. We didn't full court press as much. We saved our legs. Great half court defense for the most part. I'm so proud of these kids.
We have to start talking about Alexis Neely. You put her pretty much as the primary ball handler tonight. She was able to get to the basket early and often, and then when they backed off of her, she hit 3 three-pointers, 21 points from your number four.
You know, we knew that they were going to key on Bricker and as far as outlets and jamming her and doing some things. We worked all week on getting the outlet to Lex, letting Lex create opportunities. I've got to hand it to Lex Neely. Big game tonight. We've been waiting for this breakout game all year long. You know, last year as a freshman, that was that South Bend, Washington game. She broke out. She made plays in the big time tonight. Total team effort. I thought Winchester was extremely active on the boards tonight. Just a great, great job.
I guess we're going to probably see Lex at the point some more, huh?
We're definitely gonna see that. You know, we've got so many people that can handle the ball. Shame on us for always making it the one person. That, you know, as coaches, we need to do better than that. And I thought tonight we made a good adjustment. And, you know, we had been struggling. And I walked into practice the one day, and Coach Spiker challenged me a little bit. He said, you know, I don't think you're enjoying this. I need you to get back to doing what you like to do. And that's the scouting reports. That's the game planning, because we were just going in a mode of we are who we are. Let's keep getting better at that. I enjoyed planning this week and really breaking down some film. That's a part of the game that I enjoy. And you know what? I've got to hand it to the kids. They went out and executed our game plan.
So when you're up here doing this, what I do, even with a color commentator when we have one, there's a lot of stuff that goes on that is hard to detect. What did you change defensively after the first quarter against Riley Goodwin? Because she had 8 in the first and nothing after that.
you know, we really didn't make a big change other than we backed Zartman off a step. Zartman understood what Goodwin was trying to do at that point in time, how she was getting downhill on us. Other than that, we didn't do a lot as far as changing everything else and where people were. It was just a one-on-one adjustment that we kept her from getting to the rim a little bit better. You know, I'm going to challenge our kids. Great win. We have a chance to play meaningful games in January. Now I want to see what kind of focus we're going to have next week. Because as you and I, we've been through this enough to know anything can happen. We have to take care of ourselves and make sure we do what we need to do to protect what we built.
Your kids played a great game tonight. They've earned the inside track to the NLC. We will see you on Wednesday here against Mishawaka. They lost to Plymouth earlier today.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs and the Lady Tigers, winners tonight. Final score, 65-52 over the Northridge Raiders. We'll do the final stats. Those are next on News Now Warsaw. Time for the final stats of tonight's game, brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Northridge shot pretty well, 47%, 20 of 43 from the field. They were 3 of 14, though, from three-point range, and 9 of 15 at the free throw line. Warsaw, 56% for the field, 19 of 34, including 11 of 20 from three-point range, and 16 of 19 at the free throw line. Again, if you're going to foul this team at the end of games with the thought process that you're going to try to get the ball back without and have them miss free throws, you're probably going to be wrong on that. Warsaw ends up winning the rebounding battle too, 22-19. Warsaw did have 17 turnovers in the game, and Northridge had 12. Again, the final score, 65-52. Warsaw wins. Those are the final stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. We'll come back with the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. 65-52. Warsaw takes the lead in the Northern Lakes Conference. They win their 19th straight Northern Lakes Conference game, beating the Raiders by 13 here in the Tiger Den. The rematch could be in the sectional for advancement on in the tournament. Time for the play of the game. It's brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. I will just give credit on this one to my wife, who came by here to get her coat. She and the fam were at the game tonight. And Holly Grossman says, I'll tell you what the play of the game is. The play of the game is when Alexis Neely threw that long pass right to, I won't even remember who it was, and she scored. That was awesome. Well, that pass went to Brooke Zartman, and she laid it up and in for her 10th and 11 points of the game, and it's the play of the game. It's brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. And you know what? It was awesome. That was a great pass by Alexis. She had an incredible night tonight, not only with 21 points, but also 6 of 9 for the field, 3 of 4 from the arc, 6 of 6 at the line, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal for Alexis Neely here on this Saturday. Warsaw wins 65-52. Back to wrap up, and then on to the Colts next on News Now Warsaw.